It's called the Green Light Law, allowing people who aren't here legally to be issued licenses, perhaps using documents of unknown provenance as proofs of identity. Kern says if a new U.S. resident, like a UB student or a doctor or engineer, comes in for a license, they are using documents vetted by Washington, while people coming in under the Green Light Law can present anything and say that's proof of identity. The county clerk says Albany has just delivered equipment which is supposed to resolve that problem, but it came without instructions or training on using it. Kern says 9/11 showed the importance of valid documents.
That's why there's Homeland Security. It's under one umbrella. And I just think we have to be careful. The state of New York has been reckless when it's come to this. They haven't been supportive of the clerks. And the clerks are very frustrated. They're upset. Many of the clerks are talking about withholding money from the state.
With Albany facing a massive deficit, that's a threat which might be noticed. There's a federal court decision expected on Thursday on whether the state can set up its own immigration system. Kern says he will look at every single document submitted to get a license, suggesting none will be found suitable and the license application rejected. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.